Hundreds of thousands of people are expected to gather around the west front of the U.S. Capitol and spill down the National Mall to see Donald Trump become the nation's 45th president. Monica Wachowiak of Spokane is planning to be there, wearing her red Make America Great Again ball cap. She was proudly sporting that hat at a quirky coffee shop in Spokane before leaving for the other Washington.
Trump is a president, is going to be a president like none other. He broke the mold. I'm excited just to be a part of something so huge, and that's going to make history.
Wachowiak is a 36-year-old tattooed Jewish Republican. She works as a property manager and volunteers on campaigns in her spare time. Her excitement about scoring tickets to the inauguration, three inaugural balls, and finding affordable flight and hotel is tempered a little bit by uncertainty about what crazy stuff might happen.
I kind of know what to expect from being at big events in D.C., like a Darfur rally and things like that, but I'm a little nervous because of everything coming around it with all the protests, the marches.
I located some of the protesters going to Washington, D.C. from the Northwest. Christine Chin Ryan of Sandy, Oregon, made inauguration travel reservations before the November election, thinking that Hillary Clinton would win. Since she had the plane tickets, she decided it was meant for her to go to the National Women's March on Washington on the day after the inauguration and parade.
I want to tell this Trump administration and the Republicans they do not have a mandate when Hillary won by almost 3 million votes.
Chin Ryan is a veteran Democratic activist, 61 years old, and Chinese American.
I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to fight him because I just don't think his policies are going to be good for the United States of America. I'm an immigrant, and this is like the best country in the whole world.
Chin Ryan says a main reason she's going to march is to demonstrate solidarity. The Women's March is shaping up to be the largest of the inauguration protests in D.C. Advance registration is voluntary, so it's hard to say how many marchers will come from the Northwest. Local organizers in Oregon and Washington State estimate hundreds from each state will make the trip east. Meanwhile, members of Congress from Oregon and Washington collectively doled out more than 3,000 free tickets to constituents wishing to attend the Trump swearing-in and inaugural address. Again, Trump fan Monica Wachowiak.
So there's going to be so many protesters there. There's going to be so many supporters there. And are they going to clash? Are they going to be friends?
The marchers I spoke to said they plan to stay away from the swearing-in ceremony, the parade, and inaugural balls. Republican State Senator Doug Erickson of Ferndale, Washington, a Trump supporter, is bringing his whole family to take it all in, including two school-aged daughters.
I've never been to an inauguration before in Washington, D.C. The family hasn't been back there, so it'll be a great learning experience for the kids, for myself, and we're just really excited to be part of history.
A half dozen high schools from Washington and Idaho are sending students for that very reason, too. One event that strives to bring partisans of all stripes together is the Western States inaugural ball on Saturday night. The nonpartisan state societies in Washington, D.C. for Oregon, Washington, Alaska, Montana, and Colorado are co-organizing this ball. But from what I can tell, those in the mood to dance the night away are mostly Republicans, some lobbyists, and Capitol Hill staffers. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.